not going to be well. Just got the idea that maybe, for instance, when we drop into the fucked up by waking up in the temple scene, we should drop in from somewhere there. We could play a little with this, that you have him getting these glimpses, like little, as they may seem, dreamy images, but they are not dreamy, they are like the opposite. It's like a little flash of that presence there. And it's the presence of Aina. That's just one possibility, that he is actually sitting there somewhere along that beach in a meditation posture, and she finds him there. And first she just sits there, you know, we're there at the shore of that ocean, and how it works, and I think that's what I already came up with before, as an option at least, that you come down there and you sit in a meditation posture, and there are people sitting there along that shore. And then all of a sudden you're met with these tortures and meeting the dreamer out there and so on, and then you're into it. It kind of works, I think. So anyway, but you are still actually sitting there and seat on your dais or on your, you know, whatever it is, platform by that sea. You're just off in that dream world, and that's why we also emphasize that. So then Aina comes and she reaches him and she tries to talk to him, and then we were showing it from that side, or she's sitting there with him and he's gone somewhere inside. And then, boop, we drop into the earthly realm of the Krishna temple, for instance, or wherever actually, where he gets that glimpse. And we can work out that glimpse thing. I think that's the point here, more thoroughly and more, so we really have that connection strongly there, that she is there, he is there, and he's in there, and sometimes, you know, they're in touch again. And then of course, as we go on, she also sits there and tries to follow him, because she understands it's a collective dream or whatever.